individual names. And the first bone that we can talk about is the frontal bone. The bone that you feel on the front of your forehead is the frontal bone, and it basically represents the anterior part of the skull. On the other hand, the bone at the back of the skull, just above your neck, is called the occipital bone, and it encloses the brain from the posterior part of the cranium. Now, if you go ahead and take your fingers and put them in a ring around your ears, then you're describing the extent of the temporal bones, which enclose the ears on either side of the skull. And incidentally, if you happen to be listening to this recording while you're driving, I want you to keep one hand on the wheel at all times. At any rate, so you can feel the temporal bones on either side of your head, and then if you move your fingers higher up, you can come to the top or crown of your head, and then the crown of your head is occupied by two bones called parietal bones, the left and right parietal bones. So these are the basic bones that enclose the cranium and support the brain. Now, one of the bones that occupies the cranium is not so easily palpable, and this is a bone called the sphenoid bone. This occupies the floor of the cranial cavity and supports the bottom of the brain. And it has a very irregular shape. It kind of looks like a bat or a butterfly that makes the floor of the cranial cavity. It's pierced by numerous holes called foramina, which admit blood vessels up into the brain and also allow the passage of nerves that come out of the brain to innervate parts of the face. So this basically describes the cranial cavity of the skull. Now let's go ahead and talk about the bones that make up the face. There are 14 bones in the skull that form the face, and many of these bones have rather complex shapes and anatomies. 9 of these bones, and there, I can give you the names of them, are basically occupying the interior of the nose and the oral cavity, and they're very difficult to see from the outside. These are the nasal bones, the lacrimal bones, the palatine bones, a bone called the vomer, and bones called nasal conchae. I'm not going to describe them in any detail right now because they're almost impossible to examine unless you actually take the face apart. But the other bones of the face are more easily distinguished by just looking at a skull or feeling the bones of your own face. The remaining bones of the face are the maxillary and zygomatic bones. The zygomatic bones are easily palpable because they make up the cheekbones. The zygomatic bones are palpable just underneath your eyes. They form the margins of the orbital cavity just below it, and they're responsible for forming your cheeks. The two maxillary bones just beneath them are the bones of the upper part of the face that contain the upper teeth. So the maxillary and zygomatic bones are the ones that you can feel in the front of your face. Well, that concludes the description of the bones of the skull. We only have to talk about one more bone, the mandible, which is a large lower bone that makes up the jawbone. It's the bone that the lower teeth are inserted into, and it articulates with the skull as something called the temporomandibular joint, or TMJ. Occasionally, people can develop some